This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Al Sadler joins me live in studio. He is the director of youth sports at ACAC. Can you believe this weather? Is it perfect?
Oh, finally, spring is here.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just deluxe. I love this. And we're supposed to get some rain for the next few days, and I heard somebody complaining, and I thought, no, wait, that's perfect. That's spring. That's flowers. That's right. Rain. Let it rain, you know? I mean, it's great. It's almost 70 degrees today. I mean, right now it's 65 degrees.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
60 in rain, we'll take it.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
Especially after Sunday. Beautiful day on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
Spring is here, Coy. Lacrosse season's is in full fling right now.
Is it really? Is that what's going on now? Is that the big basketball, baseball starting? Lacrosse is playing, right?
Yep.
And what's UVA look like this year? What's your
Fantastic.
Take on that?
Fantastic. There was 1-2 on Sunday over at Klockner Stadium, Virginia and Syracuse, and the Wahoos prevailed.
Are they one of the best in the nation?
Number one in the country
they
right
are,
now.
They are, really? Yes, isn't that amazing?
And
that's
baseball,
just amazing.
Baseball and lacrosse.
Yeah.
And tennis.
There's still tennis, even without what's-his-name here? It's still one of the top teams in the country?
Definitely.
Isn't that something? I'm reminded of that conversation I had a couple of years ago when Gene Corrigan came in here and told the whole story of how, you know, he came to Virginia and he wrote this report, which is the Corrigan report. And he said, look, you want to commit to being good at athletics, you're going to have to put some money on the table and invest in these teams and in these facilities. And you're going to have to show your commitment. UVA is about excellence in the classroom and on the field. And Gene, his leadership, he totally turned it around. And you fast forward a few decades and look what we have.
Yep.
I mean, it's just staggering.
It is. It's great. And there's the non-revenue sports that the community is supporting. The families are out there now, and it's terrific. The environment is really fun. The families that are going to these games are the families that and I'm going to switch gears on you.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're talking about families.
You can bring in sports promotions later. We're talking about what's going on at ACAC and summer camps and sports things that are going on now. We just finished up a 6-month winter indoor with lots of lacrosse programs for all different ages and some great field hockey programs. And now we're gearing up for summer camp, summer sports camp.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time. It's just around
the corner. You start
to get the sun's out. It's time to start thinking about summertime.
Yeah, yeah. And people start signing up for these things. Al, when we talk about youth sports at ACAC, how many kids are we talking about in all different kinds of activities? How many kids do you think you reach that plug into this this opportunity here?
It's hundreds. I mean,
hundreds,
really
is. Wow.
Yes, sir. It's there's a lot. We had just in our indoor leagues, lacrosse leagues, which is 5th grade through 12th grade boys, we had 215 different guys playing this winter.
Wow.
So it's
just,
you know,
local kids playing lacrosse.
Yeah, middle schools and high schools. Girls, we had 45 high school girls playing in our indoor program January and February.
Cool.
And it's just growing. The indoor, this arena we have is really a special place to play out of season and to keep your skills sharp and stay in shape.
Yeah, that's great. We're talking with Al Sadler. He's the director of youth sports at ACAC. So give us the rundown now. The summer camps, when do they start, and what options do you have for kids in this community this summer?
Well, this year we're doing something exciting. We're putting our sports camps kind of more in with the summer day camp. A lot of the benefits of the summer day camp now will be available to the families that come and play in our sports camps. We used to be just 4 days. Now we have 4 days of sports, and Fridays the kids can go to camp for a fifth day, so the parents now can have their kids out and taken care of all week long. We have, we have some the ability, all the ability to spread your payments out, which we couldn't do with sports camps before. Now we can do the same as we do with day camp. There's just a lot of great things going
on. So this
on.
Is a new thing now. This is exciting. This is new that you can sign your kids up for ACAC camp, but they'll do sports as well. I mean, they always were sort of active, but now they really get some real training and
athletics. We're going to have specific sports camps in addition to the day camp. But the everything is more in line with what's offered in the day camp.
So yeah. Now, what sport camps are offered this summer?
We have boys and girls lacrosse for different ages. The boys lacrosse is third to fifth grade and sixth to eighth. Girls lacrosse is fifth to eighth grade. More middle school kids, more age group that wise.
Yeah. Are you seeing more girls in this community start to get involved in lacrosse these days?
Yeah.
Like every year you see a little bit more interest in why is that, you think?
Well, because it's just a growing fun sport, and you know, they're seeing a lot of these guys in school running around with their sticks, and they want to get in on the fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and there's more opportunities for them to play. So it's, you know, right now there's middle school leagues going on. The boys' middle school has got about 20 teams that are fifth and sixth grade and seventh and eighth grade teams. The girls' middle school league that's rolling along right now. So it's, as a matter of fact, this weekend, ACAC is hosting the Nolan Jenkins, the fourth annual Nolan Jenkins lacrosse tournament. That is about 40 fifth and sixth and seventh and eighth grade teams playing this weekend all around Charlottesville.
Cool.
We've got all of our local teams as well as teams from up and down the East Coast. Ontario, Canada, Brandywine, Pennsylvania.
Hope they don't get rained out.
We would never, you know, every game is on AstroTurf.
Oh, really?
So we don't. Last year it rained every second of the tournament and we didn't miss a beat. So, and it wasn't 60. So this time it'll be warm and wet. So
warm,
we'll be
good
shape.
Yeah.
But we're all over the place.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We're talking with Al Sadler, director of ACAC Youth Sports. And can folks sign up now? Is it opening up now to register for the summer camps?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yes, definitely. They can go online at acac.com. And sign up for the sports camps, day camps. There are some discounts out there now for signing up in advance, as well as signing up for multiple weeks. It's we actually in our day camp we're offering transportation this year. Buses. We'll have some bus places around town where the kids can get picked up. So we're really excited about summer camp this year. We're ready to have some fun.
How long does a typical sports camp last? Do you sign up? I mean, you could have your kid there all summer if you wanted, but
well, our sports camps are specific weeks.
Okay. So there's a week dedicated to this sport, and
yes,
and it's all about, explain it to me now. It's all about really learning the fundamentals from experts, right?
Yes, we have. A typical day in our sports camps, we have a vigorous warm-up first thing, and then we work on individual skills. If we're doing lacrosse, we're doing individual skills outside. Then we go over to Adventure Central and go in the indoor arena and play for about an hour, and we'll do skills and play scrimmage. We go to the water park for an hour and a half, eat lunch, and play in the pool. Then we go back to whatever location we are, whether it's a Catholic school, Covenant, St. Anne's, and we do some speed and agility, and then we go outside and work on team skills. It's a great day. Their kids are moving. They're not bored. They're not sitting on one field for 8 hours. We're always moving and having fun.
And they're not staring at a screen.
No screens.
Whatever screen that might be, whether it's PlayStation, Wii, internet, video, whatever.
No, we're having fun. We're teaching the whole time. It's fun. It's instructional, and the kids have a ball.
Al Sadler, he's the director of youth sports at ACAC. You can learn more online, and you can register your kids now at acac.com. Thank you, Al, so much.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.